Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Celine.
And Celine and I have been spending one day so far, right, looking at restaurants and some of the problems that restaurant workers face in their day-to-day jobs, right? First of all, we saw this guy who was a waiter. He had that really busy and kind of angry-sounding customer. Yeah, mm-hmm. who didn't want to wait for the food. He kept complaining, "Where's my food? I gotta go!" Until finally the customer just got up, said something angry, and walked out, which wasn't polite.
Yeah, and that was the story from Alvin.
That was Alvin's story, mm-hmm. and that wasn't very good. I think that customer was quite rude. Mm-hmm. And then we also had the story of, I think it was Jessica, right?
Yes.
And she's a restaurant owner. She'd gotten a call from someone who said, I want to eat in your restaurant mm-hmm. tomorrow. I have 12 friends. We want a big table. Well, when the day came, those people didn't show up. Jessica waited. She turned away some other customers. She said, "Sorry, there's people coming. We don't have space." And then those people, they didn't come. They didn't show up. They decided to do something else.
So rude of them.
Very rude. And the worst thing, the rudest thing was they didn't call before to cancel. Mm-hmm. So definitely don't do that. Don't be a bad customer. All right. So today we're going to be looking at some more interesting stories from restaurants, and it looks like our first one will be a story from a customer. So let's check it out.
A guide to not being a difficult customer. Nick, customer 24.
The waitress gave the wrong drink to another customer by mistake. That person got very angry and asked for a free meal.
If you receive the wrong order, kindly let the server know. They will fix it for you. Sometimes people make mistakes. Try not to get upset about it. Michelle, waitress 19.
A man said he is best friends with the manager, so he should get a discount. It turns out my manager doesn't even know him.
If you know someone there, you can check with your friend at the restaurant first. Restaurants don't always give discounts to friends or family. Remember, being nice sometimes pays off more than being difficult.
Word power!
Wrong. Wrong. Frank didn't get my letter because I sent it to the wrong place. Frank didn't get my letter because I sent it to the wrong place. Receive. Receive. Betty was happy to receive a card from her friend in Japan. Betty was happy to receive a card from her friend in Japan. Order. Order. When Ben's order finally arrived, he ate it right away. When Ben's order finally arrived, he ate it right away. Manager. Manager. My aunt got very busy after she became the manager of a store. My aunt got very busy after she became the manager of a store.
认识智慧
Server. Upset. Discount.
All right, so as we mentioned, yesterday we were looking at stories from restaurant workers. Today, though, our first story is from a customer, someone who just goes to the restaurant to buy some food mm-hmm. or something like that. In this case, it's a young man. His name is Nick, and this customer, Nick, is 24 years old. So let's see what happened to him. It says, the waitress gave the wrong drink to another customer by mistake. So mm-hmm. Nick ordered a drink, but instead when the waitress brought the drink, the waitress put it on the wrong table or gave it to the wrong person. And Nick's like, hey, she didn't ask for that. I asked for that. That's my drink.
It actually happens a lot.
Yeah, I guess sometimes uh-huh. the waiters or waitresses make mistakes. They're busy. Maybe they're new on the job. Mm-hmm. They get confused. I would just
say, normal.
I'm sorry, I think that's my drink. Can I?
Can I have that?
Yeah. Easy thing to take care of.
OK, 接下来是 Nick, 他是一名24岁的客人的体验哦。他说一名女性的服务生，一个 waitress, 不小心给另一个客人错误的饮料。By mistake 可以作为副词来使用，意思呢就是不小心。
Yeah, sometimes you get the wrong drink, you get the wrong meal, or if it's all of those, you might say, oh, I got the wrong order, right? You gave all of the wrong food to other people. But, you know, it happens once in a while.
Yeah.
If something is wrong, this adjective is a word power word, and it's spelled W-R-O-N-G. I almost spelled wrong.
Yeah.
W-R-O-N-G is the word wrong. It's an adjective, and that was right. Okay, if something is wrong, it means it's not correct. It's not accurate. It's bad information. If I tell you the biggest city in Taiwan is Tainan, well, no, that would be wrong. Tainan is a great city, but it's not the biggest city in Taiwan. That would, of course, would be Taipei, or maybe New Taipei City. Ooh, I don't want to be wrong here. Anyways, if your information is bad or not accurate, it's wrong. And if it's good, if it's good information, if it's true or accurate, it's right. So let's try to be right more often than we are wrong. For example, Frank didn't get my letter because I sent it to the wrong place. Frank didn't get my letter because I sent it to the wrong place. Oops.
好，我们接下来看到的这个 word power word 是 wrong， wrong 是形容词，意思呢是 right 的相反，也就是错误的。那刚例句的意思就是说 Frank 没收到我的信，因为我把信寄去错误的地方了。
Yeah, sometimes that happens. I've heard of people getting on the wrong airplane too. There was a story, they wanted to go to Sydney, Australia, but there's a small place in Canada called Sydney, Nova Scotia.They got on the wrong plane.
Really?
They arrived in Canada. They're like, it's really cold here and there are no kangaroos. And they said, you know you're in Canada. And they thought, oh, we're supposed to be in Australia. We got on the wrong plane.
That's a huge mistake.
Yeah, I think the airline might have helped them get back where they were going. Mm-hmm. But that's a good lesson in why it's better to be right than to be wrong. All right, anyway, so this waitress gave the wrong customer the wrong drink. And what happened? Well, the person who got the wrong drink, that person got very angry and asked for a free meal. What?
Just because of...
Really?
Wrong drink?
Oh, here's your 7-Up. That's not my 7-Up. I want free food. I'd say, no, I'll just go get your 7-Up.
That's just an excuse.
Yeah, it's really weird. Right.
Okay, 那个人超生气，超生气到什么样程度呢？他要求要免费的餐。A free meal.
Yeah, I mean, this is a small mistake. It's not like finding a hair in your food or anything like a cockroach or anything terrible like that. So instead of making it a big problem and complaining, it says, if you receive the wrong order, kindly let the server know. Just be polite and say, I'm sorry, I think there's been a mistake, and I'm sure the waiter or waitress will go, oh, I'm so sorry, let me fix it. Problem solved.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. 就像 Mike 之前做的一样，跟他说有小蟑螂，有蟑螂哦。OK， 所以如果你得到错误的点餐，该怎么做呢？就好好的让服务生知道吧。那 let somebody do something 这边使用了的是使役动词，那该怎么运用呢？我们就有请 Magic Box 的老师来讲解喽。
Magic Box 找亮点。
垂涎的邪恶陪我长大，大家好，没有错，听到这首歌就知道我是谁，九零蔡依林啦。不管你高矮胖瘦，不管别人怎么说，你呢都是最美的啦，你怪美的 ，OK？ 大家有没有赶快去买我的新专辑《怪美的 Ugly Beauty》啊？很多人啊都会问我说，这张专辑的理念在说什么啊？其实很简单，我想要让电视机前的每一位朋友都知道，不用管别人对你的冷言冷语，只要你觉得美，那就是美 ，OK？ Don't let people's words bring you down. 你要知道 ，you don't have to make everyone like you. 不需要让每个人都喜欢你嘛，喜欢自己是最重要的啦。 哎 ，Lucy 又自信美的 Jolene 绝对不是一天两天造成的 ，OK？ 过去的我可能也跟大家一样，常常因为酸民们说我很胖啊，说我什么穿衣服很丑，受到很严重的打击。但现在我知道了 ，Don't let people's words bring you down， 别让他人的话语将你击败啦。Don't let people's words bring you down。哎，剧中我们看到了一个 let somebody do something 的用法，由使某人做某事的意思。那这边的 let 呢，就是我们今天要讲的使役动词咯。使役动词呢，它有三个哦， make、have 和 let。那简单来说啊，就是叫别人或是允许某人做某事的时候使用的。那套入句子中，整个句型呢就会是主词加上实义动词加上受词，后面呢再加上原形动词啦。那特别要注意的是，受词后面的动词一定要是原形动词哦。三个实义动词呢，诶，其实有一点点的不一样哦。像是 let 就比较像是允许别人怎么样怎么样的意思啦。那看回我们刚刚一直提到的 don't let people's wordBring you down， 不要去怎么样允许他人对你说三道四啦。那后面的动词 bring 是不是就是一个原形动词呢？那还记得啊，我一开始也告诉大家一个很重要的观念， You don't have to make everyone like you， You don't have to make everyone like you。 哎，小心不要被骗咯。 Have to 在这边呢是需要的意思，那后面的 make 才是句中的使役动词哦。那后面呢再接上原形动词 like，整句话的意思啊，就是诶，你不需要让每个人都去喜欢你啦。那这边的 make 反而呢是比较像是一种强迫某人做某事的感觉，诶，不需要强迫大家都去喜欢你啦。没有错，最重要的是你喜欢你自己吗？那最后呢，我们要介绍的这个实义动词就是 have。这边的 have 呢，就比较偏向是要求某人做某事的意思咯。受词后面呢、啊，一样是接上原形动词。I had my stylist design this special outfit for me。哎，我要我的造型师啊，帮我量身打造啊，这身超特别的装扮，对吧？I had my stylist design this special outfit for me。 哎，你看怪美的 MV 你就知道了，这身穷范装的代表着什么啦。蛤？你说你还没有看过，那你还不赶快去看看呢？
And yes, there we had also the word receive, and this is our second word power word. Receive is a verb. It's a little tricky to spell, so pay attention. R-E-C-E-I-V-E. R-E-C-E-I-V-E. The word is receive. All right, yes, so that customer received the wrong order, received the wrong drink. Now, to receive something is basically to get something, all right? If someone gives you something or sends you something, you get it, all right? So you can receive a letter or a package in the mail, you can receive an email on your phone or smart on your computer, or you could receive a phone call. If someone calls you and it rings and you pick up the phone and go, hello, you are receiving that phone call. They're sending it and you are getting it. For example, Betty was happy to receive a card from her friend in Japan. Betty was happy to receive a card from her friend in Japan.
好，我们刚刚的课文中呢，看到两个单字， receive 是其中一个，它是动词，那意思呢就是收到、得到。那例句的意思呢，就是说 Betty 很高兴收到来自日本一位朋友的卡片。And what's the next word, Paul?
The next one was order. Remember that customer received or got the wrong order. All right, so order is a noun, and it's spelled O-R-D-E-R, order. Now, often when we hear this word order, we kind of think of it as a verb, right? If someone tells you what to do and you have to do it, they are ordering you to do something, like your mom might order you to go to bed now, orGenerals in the army might order their soldiers to go and do something. But here it's a noun. When we're talking about in a restaurant or something like that, an order is basically what the customer has asked for. So when you sit down and look at the menu and say, I'll have a bowl of soup and a salad and a cup of tea, please, that is your order? And then they will write down your order. Your order will be sent to the kitchen. The cooks will look at it, and then they will start to make your order, and then your order will be brought to your table, and you will eat your food. But all of that, basically, the food that you have asked for is your order. We can also use this when shopping online, especially for things that aren't food. If you have an order online, it just means you've clicked on a few things you want, you've paid for it, and then in a day or two or a week or two, your order, the things you want to buy, the things you asked for, will arrive in the mail. For example, when Ben's order finally arrived, he ate it right away. When Ben's order finally arrived, he ate it right away. He must have been hungry.
好，今天第三个 word power word 是 order。那文章里的 order 不是当动词使用哦，而是当作名词来用，意思就是点的餐，或是刚刚说订单，像是 online order。
Mm-hmm.
对，那例句呢，意思就是说，当 Ben 点的餐终于来了以后呢，他马上开吃，赶快吃，因为他很饿。
That's right. So if you get the wrong order, just let the waiter or waitress know. They'll take care of it, or as it says, they will fix it.For you. They will take the problem and make the problem go away by doing the right thing that, you know, didn't get done first. They will fix it for you. They will take care of the problem.
这边呢，通常有这种错误的事情发生，你只要好好跟服务生说，他们通常都会觉得很抱歉，然后赶快做什么事情呢？就是 fix it for you， 就是替你修正这个错误。Fix 有很多意思，像是修理汽车就是 fix the car， 或是说 I want to fix this painting to the wall， 就是把画固定在墙上的意思。那 fix 也可以是这个固定某物的意思嘛。那文章里的 fix 意思是修正错误啦。
All right, so we get some very shocking and surprising information in our next sentence. Sometimes people make mistakes. I know, it's shocking. Yes, sometimes people make mistakes. As we say in English, we're only human, and
only
humans make mistakes. That's it. You know, it doesn't have to be a big deal. If you get the wrong kind of soup, you don't have to call the police or get your lawyer involved. You know, just talk about it, say what happened, ask them to fix it.They'll fix it. And it will happen because, yes, sometimes people make mistakes.
Yeah, we're only human.
That's right.
好 ,we're only human 其实就是说、哦、我们这是凡人啦对不对、哦、那我们刚刚看到那句话意思就是说有时候人就是会犯错嘛对不对、
So that could be a small mistake, but I would say the bigger mistake would be if the customer, if you get really angry、about a small mistake. It doesn't have to be like that. So、
That's、
as the article tells us, here's somegood advice, try not to get upset about it. Sure, you're really hungry, you've been waiting for your food, you gotta go, but it doesn't really help if you start yelling and screaming and calling people names and stuff like that. So try not to get upset. Just say, you know, can you fix it? And I'm sure they will.
Yeah, 试着不要为此感到不开心。那 upset 就是沮丧啊，不开心的意思。
All right, next we move on to another person in a restaurant. Here we are back with the workers. This is a waitress, so a female waiter, the person who brings your food to your table. In this case, it's a woman named Michelle, and she is 19. All right, so let's see what happened to Michelle one day on the job. It says, a man said he is best friends with the manager, so he should get a discount.He's playing the do you know who I know kind of card. So this man came in, he said, you don't know me, but I know your boss. I know the guy who owns the place. His name's Jack, and we're good friends. And he said, if I eat here, I can get 50% off, or I can get free desserts or free drinks. He was basically saying, I know someone important. I'm a VIP too.I should get a special price.
That's a little cheap.
Yes.
最后呢，我们看到这个19岁女性服务生 waitress Michelle， 她发生什么事情？她说一名男子呢，她说他是经理的好朋友，所以他应该要得到折扣。What?I think I hate this one the most.
This is kind of annoying. I mean, if he came in with the manager, with the owner, then I would expect him, you know, if he gets a lower price, that's fine. But if he just says, I know the guy, he's not with me, but I still want to have the VIP treatment,
that's
not really cool. Anyways, this man said that he knew the manager. All right. The manager, this is a noun, and it's M-A-N-A-G-E-R, and manager is our last word power word. So let's check that out. So a manager is basically a boss. They're the one who's in charge of the business. It's a store, it's a restaurant, it's a company. Who knows, but they're the one who tells the workers what to do, who makes sure that everything is going smoothly. The manager will be the one to make the big decisions or take care of the big problems. Sometimes the manager is the owner, the person who also owns the company, or sometimes it's just their job to sort of be above a team of workers and to make sure the workers are doing the job and everything is going smoothly. For example, my aunt got very busy after she became the manager of a store. My aunt got very busy after she became the manager of a store.
OK, 我们看到 manager 是今天最后一个单字啦，它是一个名词，意思呢就是经理。那其实这个字呢就是从动词 manage 来的， manage 就是管理的意思，那加上一个 r 就变成 manager， 也就是管理的人，也就是经理啦。那例句的意思就是说，我阿姨在成为商店经理之后就变得非常忙碌。另外呢，我们看到一个字叫做 discount。Discount 就是打折，那得到折扣我们就可以说 get a discount.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this man, he walked in and said, I know the manager, I deserve special treatment, I'm a very important guy. Well, it turns out, once this waitress asked a few questions, do you know that guy? Does he know the manager? Have you seen him before? Well, something happened, and we learn in the next sentence, it turns out my manager doesn't even know him.He's a liar.
Okay.
That's all. He's a liar who just wanted to save some money.
Okay. 在讲这句话是什么意思之前，我们先来了解一下 it turns out 是什么意思。It turns out 意思就是说最终发现，结果证明怎样怎样。那通常我们会在后面加一个 that 名词子句，但是 that 可以省略，所以我们就变成今天这句话呈现的样子，就是 it turns out my manager doesn't even know him. 那大家可以试着解一解看这句话的意思。哎，没错，这句话意思就是说最后证明。我们的经理根本就不认识他。
That's right. Maybe he'd been there before. Maybe he knew the name or he even just read about the manager in a magazine or something. But he decided to act and pretend and lie like he knew that manager. But the good thing was he was caught. So what about if you do know the manager? Instead of going in and just kind of pushing people around and say, I'm important, treat me special. Well, the article says, if you know someone there...You can check with your friend at the restaurant first, all right? So if you do actually know a manager or even a, you know, a waitress or someone who works there, talk to your friend first and say, hey, if I come, can I get a little special price or, you know, something like that? Maybe you can, maybe you can't, but don't just...
Still a bit awkward.
Yeah, don't just sort of walk in and go, I deserve this, give it to me.
That's weird.
No, that's not cool.
Okay, 如果你认识那里的人呢，你可以怎么做？你可以先跟餐厅工作的朋友这个联络一下，确认一下。Check what? 当然是要确认一下报他名字会不会有什么优惠啊。Although I think it takes a lot of courage to do so.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't feel comfortable. No. Maybe if I was bringing a big group.You know, I might ask for a small discount because I'm spending a lot of money. But、
That's、
if it was、
right.
just me and a friend, no, I wouldn't do that either. And here's another thing. It says restaurants don't always give discounts to friends or family. This is very true. A lot of people don't know this, but making money in the restaurant business is really hard. It costs a lot to keep the restaurant open, to pay the workers, to buy the food. So restaurants don't have a lot of extra money to just kind of throw around by giving away free food and drinks. So it's always good to ask, and it's always good to only use that in very special occasions. And many restaurants will just say, no, I'm sorry, you work here, but your sister or brother or whatever can't come in and get free stuff. We can't afford it.
OK, 最后呢这点大家一定要记得啦餐厅不一定会给这个亲朋好友折扣的。那前面刚刚说过折扣是得到折扣是 get a discount, 那给折扣的是 give somebody a discount。所以呢如果你把中间 somebody
就是如果它太长，你可以把 to 移到人的后面，就是加上 to 把人移到后面，就会变成 give discounts to friends or family.
There you go. And always remember, not just in restaurants, but in all of life, remember, being nice sometimes pays off more than being difficult. Absolutely. Or as they say, what's the expression? You can get further with a spoon of sugar than a spoon of vinegar.
Ah.
Or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is there a saying like
that? Yeah, something like that. You get further, you'll get more good things by being nice than by being difficult and trouble.
这个文章给我们一个很重要的忠固哦，要记得有时候当个好人比表现得难搞更能够得到好的回报。 Pay off 就是得到好结果的意思。那 being difficult 这个 difficult 当然不是指困难，而是说为人难搞很难讨好的意思。
All right, so that's it for us, but we have to go to our wrap up and we'll do that now.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, so four words to look at. We don't have a lot of time, so we're going to play a very short version of the synonym game.
Okay.
Synonyms, of course, are words that mean the same thing as other words, like big and large and giant or something like that. All right, so here we go. We had our four words. I'm not going to say them because you're going to make it too easy. But the first thing is my request.My request for food.
That's an order?
My order, that's right. To order something, to request, to ask for something. These are all quite similar. All right, the next one is to get. I will get this. I will collect this.
Okay.
I will catch this.
That's receive.
That's right, to receive. You can actually use it to catch in some sport. Someone throws the ball and the other guy receives or catches the ball. All right, how about here? We have supervisor or boss or leader or
a manager?
Department head. Yes, the manager. That word was, that answer was absolutely right. It was not incorrect.
Incorrect.
It was not false. It was not,
it's not
misleading.
Wrong.
Or unfactual. I don't know if that's a word. Wrong, exactly. If something is not correct, if it's not right, it is wrong. All right, there you go. So you were right on all four of those.
Yeah.
Well done. You win yourself a free dessert at my restaurant.
Do you have one?
No, but when I open one, I'll get you a free dessert.
Yeah, I'll wait for that.
Don't hold your breath. Okay. All right, guys, see you soon. Bye-bye, and bon appetit.
A guide to not being a difficult customer. Nick, customer 24.
The waitress gave the wrong drink to another customer by mistake.That person got very angry and asked for a free meal.
If you receive the wrong order, kindly let the server know. They will fix it for you. Sometimes people make mistakes. Try not to get upset about it. Michelle, waitress 19.
A man said he is best friends with the manager, so he should get a discount. It turns out my manager doesn't even know him.
If you know someone there, you can check with your friend at the restaurant first. Restaurants don't always give discounts to friends or family. Remember, being nice sometimes pays off more than being difficult.
Word power!
Wrong.Wrong. Frank didn't get my letter because I sent it to the wrong place. Frank didn't get my letter because I sent it to the wrong place. Receive. Receive. Betty was happy to receive a card from her friend in Japan.Betty was happy to receive a card from her friend in Japan. Order. Order. When Ben's order finally arrived, he ate it right away. When Ben's order finally arrived, he ate it right away. Manager, manager. My aunt got very busy after she became the manager of a store. My aunt got very busy after she became the manager of a store.
认识字汇
Server Upset Discount